Thank you. Now, roses are red, violets are blue. Yes, it is. As I said, less than 24 hours to that day. While shed loads of bouquets will be exchanged tomorrow, before you just plonk them into the nearest vase, remember there is an art to how they are presented. World-renowned floral artist the Reverend Mac has, after 45 years of ministering, written two books on floral art and has mentored Northern Ireland's first team to be contributing an exhibition to the Chelsea Flower Show. Our own flower, Marcus Hunter Neil, asked him where he found the time for it all.
It's no problem to me at all. I just simply love plant material and gardening. And in gardens and in plants, I can see something beautiful, which very little is needed to create something, which to me is a piece of art. A dead wood can be used, a branch can be used, two flowers, three flowers. It doesn't need to be an enormous amount of material, and you can create something just as beautiful I wouldn't say as a great artist, but still it falls into what we call today floral art.
How do you go from being a minister and ministering to your congregation to becoming this floral artist?
You have to have a congregation that's glad to get rid of you, I think. That's the first thing. If they are a difficult congregation, well, you won't travel too far. But my people recognise that somehow or other I am able to draw attention to various charities through this. People will pay a lot of money to watch me arrange flowers, but they wouldn't pay to listen to me preach. So there's something much more interesting in doing the flowers. Well, even as a child, my grandmother used to take me around the gardens, and she wouldn't just have picked a leaf or a plant. She would explain to me where it came from and how it got its name and so on, and how you could use one flower. For example, she was quite keen to pick a head of a flower that had been broken off, bring it in and float it on the top of a glass vase. And it looked so beautiful, it didn't need anything else. And I think out of that, this interest arose. Most people, if they have a little garden at all, they will have greenery. You can create something with just a few branches of greenery. I have produced this thing here for you now. And that's just out of the garden. It didn't cost anything except the original plants, but that'll do them no harm to prune them back. I would say that if you had a number of good shrubs, different shapes and textures and so on, you can make something very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, you mustn't forget that many of the plants and flowers that we have growing in our gardens today came as a direct result of the fascination and the interest of missionaries. Many of the plants from China, for example, from all over the world, were introduced by ministers or missionaries who saw the power of creation and the beauty of creation in the plant and foliage of the country in which they were working. But if you're talking about creating a piece of art, well then, for example, that first book I did, Beyond Mere Words, was an actual attempt to interpret poetry. And my favourite poet would be Yeats and Oscar Wilde. Now, Oscar Wilde's imagination was vivid, to say the least. Many of the things he wrote about, I could picture being presented through flowers. Now, it may sound strange, but I did a demonstration once on the Ballad of Reading Gaol. And it just, each time you started thinking about what he was trying to say, the social message he was trying to make, and then you looked for a flower. To my mind, I could see a flower to tell that story. And I hope it turned out well, but it was certainly well received.
So when you walk around a museum or you're walking around an art gallery, the art is always on the walls and the creations are going to be there forever.
Yeah.
Do you ever kind of feel a bit sad whenever you've spent so much yes, time in a beautiful creation because the flowers, say, have a two-week shelf life?
That's right. Well, one of the most interesting projects I keep doing or been asked to do, in America, most museums have a week called a Floral Art Week. In other words, they bring in florists from the local area, They're bringing in people from all over the world to capture the image, say, on a portrait or on a piece of sculpture. San Francisco, particularly, has a de Jong Museum, one of the most exquisite museums, ultra-modern, and they, every year, have floral art. They have the largest number of people attending than anything else during the year. And when you see what these wonderful floral artists can do and how they can complement this art, you realise that's only going to last for a few days, and then but the art is there. And it's a challenge every year to see the same portraits, the same sculptures being interpreted through flowers by different artists. But it doesn't last. It's a sad thing, but there it is.
So in front of me, we have got the lovely daffodils and the tulips and this gorgeous glass vase, which has a little bed of spikes, which you're going to show me how to make a very great creation out of, out of nothing, really.
The so-called bed of spikes is called a kenzan or a pinholder, and anyone can use it. All you do is to have the level here. Now I'm going to get you to push that onto that there. Do you see how simple it is?
Perfect.
And don't be afraid of it. Just have a go, and we'll have you arranging flowers before you can see.
Wow, there we are. There perfect. You are. Now, natural.
of course you are. And all you've done here is to use four or five gerbera, and to capture the blackness out of this here, I put some black sticks into it. But there you are with the five flowers, a couple of leaves, and that's it. If you haven't the leaves, you can put stones on it.
So in the space of what I would say about two minutes, we've got this flat base, which is black and white, and then we've got the pinholder, and there's no water here. So what we've done is we've stuck the flowers in.
Yeah. And now you put the water. Yeah. You'll have to put the water, but you don't need very much, and it's very, very simple, down to earth.
I suppose that people always think to put everything in
the
vase.
Yeah,
of course.
And the only thing is, to get that, you would have to make that a little lower because that's a level line.
Okay, so it's all about the levels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so
you're doing very well.
I'll take it out and take a little bit off.
That's it.
And let's see, maybe you never know, this time next year I could be at Chelsea.
You could be. Maybe this year too.
Maybe this year, yes.
I know, why not? Yeah, but there you see how interesting that would be if you had turned it the other way and looked at the back of it.
Well, you see, this is why you're the professional and I'm just the mere novice.
No. It's only a question of trying to see the different sizes of the shapes of the flower. But how easy that is.
I know, that's amazing. And so I'm going to be looking at flowers now from a completely different point of view.
I'm delighted. That's
You've
great.
Converted me. Thank
that's
you
great.
Very much.
Not at all. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Oh, I'm still laughing at the vase and the fleurs. Marcus Hunter Neil, thank you so much for doing that report for us. The Reverend Mac, it was that incredible man talking to him, and you can find out more about him and his fabulous floral art at reverendmac.com.